The first details were made public yesterday in the sexual assault case against pro basketball superstar Kobe Bryant. Prosecutors presented evidence they say proves Bryant raped a 19-year-old Colorado woman last summer. Yesterday's preliminary hearing was held so a judge could decide if there's enough evidence to take the case to trial. But a surprise move late in the day by Bryant's lawyers prompted the judge to suspend the hearing until next week. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Cameras weren't allowed in the Eagle, Colorado courtroom yesterday, but reporters and the public were. They listened as Eagle County Sheriff's Detective Doug Winters described his interview with the young woman who said she was raped by Kobe Bryant. According to Winters' testimony, the woman met Bryant for the first time this summer while she was working at a Colorado resort where Bryant was staying. After giving Bryant a tour of the hotel, Winters said the woman went to Bryant's room where she and Bryant engaged in consensual hugging and kissing. Detective Winters testified that Bryant then started groping the woman against her wishes, grabbed her around the neck as she turned to leave, and raped her from behind. Bryant has said the sex was consensual. According to Detective Winters, the woman said no several times, and Bryant repeatedly asked, "You're not going to tell anyone, right?" Prosecutors showed photographs allegedly depicting a bruise on the woman's jaw and vaginal injuries. That evidence led to the hearing's startling conclusion, one that some called the case's first bombshell. Bryant's lawyer, Pamela Mackey, was cross-examining Detective Winters. Referring to the vaginal injuries, Mackey asked if they'd be consistent with someone who's had sex with three different men in 3 days. Judge Frederick Gannett appeared surprised by the statement. He stopped the proceeding and told the lawyers to follow him to his chambers. In the nonstop analysis on TV after the hearing, some said Mackey violated rape shield laws by implying the woman had sex with three different men on 3 consecutive days. The shield laws protect alleged rape victims by not allowing their past sexual conduct to be used as evidence. But Stanford University law professor Bob Weisberg says there are exceptions to the laws, and Mackey most likely was thinking she had one because she was raising the issue of past sexual conduct as a way to talk about the woman's alleged injuries.
Bryant's lawyer can say, of course the rape shield law applies. However, we think in this case it applies in its exceptions, not in its general rule, because we can make that showing that the possibility that these injuries occurred within 3 days is very, very significant for the defense, and therefore what is also significant is that things happened to this woman in the previous 3 days that could have caused the injury, and so on and so on.
But Weisberg says there's a procedure for bringing up these exceptions to the rape shield laws, which Mackey apparently didn't follow.
The ethical thing would have been for the defense lawyer to broach the question a little indirectly with the judge to try to get a preliminary legal ruling on whether this was a legitimate avenue. But just blurting it out like that, blindsiding the judge like that, that's pretty close to the line.
The preliminary hearing is scheduled to continue next Wednesday. Kobe Bryant reportedly will be back in the Colorado courtroom. There's no word on whether Bryant will play with his Los Angeles Lakers teammates in a preseason game the night before. Once the hearing ends, Judge Gannett decides if the case goes to trial. Tom Goldman, NPR News.